News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Cabinet is set today to look at changing the triple lock into a double lock, or otherwise just known as a lock, where the government would have to make the decision with Cabinet approval, obviously, about deployment of peacekeepers. Mark Price is with us. He's co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement and a founding member of the Irish Neutrality League. Mark, the argument that the government is making in respect of this is that we should be in a position as a sovereign state to decide what we do with our own troops without having to defer to the UN. Why do you want us to continue to defer to the UN?
Because the system, the UN system, means that what we do when we're deployed abroad is completely consistent with international law. Whereas if we don't stick with the UN system, we are in very great danger of joining military alliances which do not have UN backing.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical. Let us say that the there is a resolution, as we all hope that there will be, in Ukraine, and that the EU decides to put in peacekeepers and the UN vetoes it thanks to Russia's power of veto. That would mean that Russia would have the capacity to prevent us deploying peacekeepers. Do we want to be in a situation like that?
In that situation, that wouldn't be a peace deal, because the situation you outlined would be not be one which Russia had agreed with. For a peace deal in Ukraine, Russia has to sign up to it, just like something like the Minsk agreement in 2014, 2015. So in the case of Ukraine, were there to be a peace deal, then it could be done by the UN, because it would be something that all of us, the permanent members of the Security Council, could agree with. If Russia doesn't agree to a peace deal in Ukraine, then it's not a peace deal.
But the principle can still apply in other areas in the world. Let's take Lebanon. If you get a situation where Russia says, no, we don't accept whatever deal has been done with the Americans and the Israelis and the Iranians and the Hezbollah in Lebanon, we can veto UN peacekeepers and again prevent Ireland deploying.
Well, this is true, as you say, about any situation around the world. And the core problem is a peace deal. There haven't been new peacekeeping missions, as you probably know, for 10 years. And that's because there hasn't been serious peacemaking.
Yeah, but what if the point of the heart of that, Mark, though, that we are, the issue isn't whether or not deals are made. It is that we would be in a position where Russia, who we have seen to be a belligerent aggressor now for several years, both with Crimea and Ukraine, would be in a position to control the deployment of Irish troops, or at least to prevent it.
Well, it's not Russia in that position. First of all, the triple lock refers to the UN generally, not just the Security Council. Putting that aside, the fact of the matter is, the UN peacekeeping system is about peacekeeping and not peacemaking. You need a peace deal first before the UN can have any effect. It merely serves as peacekeepers. So if Russia vetoes something, it means there isn't a peace deal. What we need to be doing is lobbying, working for...
But sorry, Mark, this again avoids the core issue, which is we live under a regime currently wherein Russia can veto the deployment of Irish troops. Why do we want that to continue?
Well, why do you keep saying Russia? Because it's true of the US, France, and the UK as well. The point I'm making is UN peacekeepers only go in when there has been a peace deal. You understand? And therefore, there has to be a peace deal. Going back to Ukraine, a peace deal, we should be lobbying for a peace deal like the Minsk Accord in Ukraine, in which Russia would not veto it because it would be peace. Russia would be part of that deal.
Mark, with the greatest of respect, I don't mean to be rude here, but you're not actually addressing the core issue. Why do we want to remain in a situation where Russia can prevent the deployment of Irish troops? That simple question.
Because if Russia was to prevent the deployment of Irish troops, or if America was to prevent the deployment, that would mean the peacekeeping mission would not be pursuant to a meaningful deal. That's why. A meaningful deal is one where no member of the permanent member could veto it because they wouldn't need to. Do you understand? So the peacekeeping system...
But that is to suggest that in every instance where we might want to deploy to use troops to support peacekeeping would have to be UN supported.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Take Mali, for instance. The UN peacekeeping forces in Central in the Sahel in Africa over the last number of years have not had UN support. They had UN support, but peace deals were not properly in place. And the result is that the peacekeeping missions that were there, they were just ending up getting involved in conflicts. They weren't actually helping the situation. They were stabilizing the situation, but not really helping it. The point I'm making here is the UN system is the only system because it's the only one which reflects genuine peace. If Russia were to be vetoing something that we were involved in, then that wouldn't be genuinely a peace deal that we would be supporting. That would not be a valid peace situation. That would
and
be
you
just
don't believe there
conflict.
Is ever the possibility that there could be at any point in the world a valid peace arrive that Russia didn't like and that therefore used its veto to prevent peacekeepers deploying and therefore impacted Irish troops. That could never happen.
Obviously, if it was going back to Ukraine, obviously not, because if Russia didn't like it, then it wouldn't be a peace deal. And this would be this is the point we're making. The only time that a country has ever vetoed a peacekeeping operation was the Chinese back in the 90s, who vetoed a mission in relation to Macedonia because they had recognized Taiwan independence. Otherwise, there has never been a veto of a UN peacekeeping mission. It's not subject to vetoes, despite what people think.
Is that not exactly the kind of precedent which we're talking about? Because that would, if you take that as the hypothetical instance, that would be China controlling the deployment of Irish troops.
Yeah, but it was such a one-off case. The reality is, and this is really hard point for people to understand, I accept, is that the UN is only peacekeeping. There has to be a peace there in place. Otherwise, the UN system is never going to work. So what we should be doing as a small nation is we should be, instead of abandoning the US system, we should be trying to strengthen it and reform it. Okay. Because what we need as a small country is diplomacy, peacemaking. We should be trying to bring the sides in Ukraine together like they did in 2014. With the Minsk agreement.
We have that point, Mark. Thank you very much. Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement and founder member of the Irish Neutrality League.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.